Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You're listening to a Thunder and Lightning exclusive here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad, and joining me now, a guy I've been looking forward to talking to all week, Aaron Murray, former University of Georgia quarterback, the SEC's all-time leading passer. Now he's with CBS Sports. And Aaron, the main reason I wanted to talk to you was, if anybody out there is going to have an idea of what it's like to be a starter as a freshman, as a quarterback, and continue to develop all the way and to be a senior, that's going to be you. And that's why I wanted to talk about Will Rogers with you. When you think about your first year as a starter, you know, we're coming up this weekend will be the 12th start for Will Rogers. So it would be a full season. And you think about game one to game 12, how much did you grow as a player and as a quarterback in just that amount of time?
Oh my goodness. I mean, just the confidence level. And for me, I was redshirted, so I had the opportunity to sit back, and Joe Cox was the quarterback my redshirt year, and just got to learn the playbook. Got to see what he did well, what he didn't do well. Obviously was able to go back and watch film with Stafford from his junior season as well. And you know, there's one thing to go watch the film and be able to drop all the plays and kind of have a feel of where you want to go. It's another thing about going out there and executing it in front of, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100,000 people on a Saturday in the SEC against some of the best defenses in the country. So it was a learning curve. I mean, my freshman year, we were 1-4 to start the season. And as we all know, Georgia, the expectations at the University of Georgia are not to start a season 1-4. So yeah. My freshman year, 1-4, I'm like, oh my goodness, this could not go any worse than it is right now. And it took about till game six for us to really start clicking on offense and all cylinders. Played really well the rest of the season, had a great second half, but still was, you know, we were 6-6 and lost the bowl game. So our freshman year was the first losing season at the University of Georgia in forever. I mean, it had been a long, long time since Georgia didn't have a winning record. So was not the easiest, was not the best. You know, I thought I played well, you know, not to my best, but I thought I played well through the season, on and off. And, you know, the difference was between me and Will Rogers, I wasn't asked to throw the ball 50, 60 times a game. Yeah. You know, I was only asked, if you go look at the stats, really to only throw the football 20 to 25, maybe 30, at max was all I threw it. And we were still a very much pro style offense, 21 personnel, two backs, one tight end, two receivers, power zone, split zone, play action, take some shots with AJ Green. That was it. I wasn't asked to, like I said, put the team on my back, throw the ball that many times, which we see with this air raid offense. So a little bit different, but it's tough, man. You're playing in the best conference in the country. The SEC West this year is stupid competitive. There really isn't a bad team on there. So it's been pretty awesome to see what he's been able to do.
When you see Rogers, do you see the same, you know, advancement that you were just talking about? Do you see him getting better week in and week out?
I mean, I thought he was pretty darn good last year. Mm-hmm. You know, KJ came in and obviously was the starter week one. He had the big game versus LSU, but after that, he was impatient. And as we kind of saw defenses really start to pick up, you know, ways to slow down the air raid, a lot more drop eight, a lot more zone. You know, what's the use of putting guys in the box when they're not going to run the football? And the best thing Will Rogers did is just sat and watched, and he learned. And I thought when he took over last year, obviously he had the ability to have seen what KJ did well, what KJ screwed up, come in there, understand there's no need for me to really force balls down the field. Just take the check down. I mean, because that's all it is. I mean, at the end of the day, the air raid offense and the way they're running it, all these dink and dunks, it's a run play. If they can give you 4 or 5 yards, take it. And it's the same thing when you want to talk about RPOs, the run pass option with a lot of these teams run nowadays. If you can get 3 or 4 yards throwing the football, that's a lot. That's pretty much all these coaches are telling these quarterbacks. If you can get 3 or 4 yards throwing a bubble, throwing a slant, whether it's outside or inside, take it. And let's find a way to keep the defense honest, and then we'll run the ball after that. So I really loved what I saw from Will Rogers last year in his first year. And let's not forget, it was also the first year for Mississippi State running that air raid offense, obviously. So this year, he's just been a little rocket coming out there doing his thing. He looks super comfortable. He gets through his reads, takes what the defense gives him, very disciplined quarterback. He is doing exactly what you want. A quarterback in this system should be throwing 70%+ completion every single football game. Very efficient, a lot of passes, dink and dunk, take care of the football. He really, in my mind, has checked off all the boxes. And, you know, if I'm the coaching staff, I'm really excited going forward in the second half of the season.
One of the things that gets asked a lot gets said a lot by fans, especially, is, you know, they worry about the air raid offense and they worry, you know, it doesn't run enough. And I think a lot of that is just growing up SEC people. We're just conditioned to see the running game. Do you have any concerns long-term about the air raid offense? Do you think it can be effective the way it currently is, throwing the ball 75% of the time?
Well, I think, honestly, you know, for me watching it then this year, I feel like there has been a little bit more of a commitment to running the football. And then let's not forget, too, you know, this group of guys that they have are not the guys that necessarily fit the mold of the air raid offense about what they're looking for. So I think, you know, there is an excitement, especially when it comes to receivers. I mean, you look and you watch Mississippi State film, they're throwing the ball 60 times a game. All of a sudden receivers are like, oh my goodness, you know, why wouldn't I want to go there, get more touches, get more reps, run more routes. So I think you're going to see a different kind of recruit going forward for Mike Leach, a different ball player to fit this offense. That's going to be more efficient. So I think this is a very good offense. And I go back to the point I talked about with RPOs and that kind of being similar to this offense in the sense of a 3 or 4 yard pass is a run play. I mean, this is 2021. I know teams are you know, the SEC fans are used to more zone and power and ground it out and beat you up. And you know, obviously that works. I mean, I'm a Georgia guy. I watch a lot of Georgia film. I had the opportunity to cover University of Georgia last week. They are still in that mentality of big offensive linemen, big backs like Zeus running downhill, beat you up, wear defense out, take play action passes. And that works for Georgia. But you look at the offenses right now in the SEC. I mean, Tennessee and their spread. Ole Miss wants to spread you out. Obviously, Mississippi State spreads you out. Alabama wants to spread you out a little bit more. You know, they've shown us they can run it down your throat as well in a couple games this season, especially against Ole Miss. But I'm fine with it. You know, to me, it all just puts more pressure on the quarterback to be smart, to take care of the football, to get through your reads. Because if you're going to drop eight, you should have time in the pocket. They're only rushing three. You have two double teams and one guy's manned up. And if you want to keep a back in the block, that's three double teams. So it's more just the quarterback being patient. And then on top of that, getting the right personnel to fit the scheme.
Do you think there are more levels for Will Rogers? Yeah, we're not seeing the best of him yet, are we?
I don't think so, because it's still, you said it early on. I mean, this is still only his 12th game. I mean, for me to see where I grew from week one to the bowl game, and then from that first year to the second year, and then that second year to the third year, and that third year to the fourth year, it's huge. And confidence in myself, the coaching staff's confidence in me to call certain plays. Obviously the chemistry with your receivers, all that is going to get better and better and better and better. And he's already taken a huge leap, but it's only 12 games.
Yeah.
And I think this kid has a really bright future. I think it's only going to get better and better. I honestly think this second half of the season for Mississippi State could be pretty darn good. I'm excited for this game this weekend, just because Alabama's reeling a little bit, and I am not in love with Alabama's linebackers. I'm not in love with their secondary. And for a team that throws the ball a lot, this could be a pretty good matchup at home for Mississippi State.
Last question. We were talking about Will Rogers here. You know, only 12 starts in. If he gets 3 years as the starter, we talked about you being the SEC's all-time leading passer. He's going to have a pretty legitimate chance of taking that record down. Are you willing to cede the throne to Will Rogers if that time ever comes?
Yeah, why not, man? You know, I think just overall the appeal to even just play in this offense right now is at an all-time level. You know, I mean, it'll be hard for me. I mean, there's a few programs in the SEC right now. If you're a top recruit, you're like, okay, you know, if I want to go out there and you know, get reps and put myself in a situation to have some really good film to play in the next level, you know, there are some offenses in this league that we're not used to seeing. I mean, you go back to 8-9 years ago, and, you know, quarterbacks, if you wanted to make it to the NFL, there weren't a lot of guys from the SEC, you know, consistently going to the next level. It was the Pac-12. It was the Big Ten. It was the Big 12. Those were the places that were thrown a little bit more complex in their systems. Now, all of a sudden, you look at the SEC and you look at, you know, like I said, a school like Mississippi State, a school like Ole Miss, Tennessee, you know, Alabama and LSU obviously have dabbled in it, but they're still a little bit more powerful of a run game. You can get the reps necessary to feel comfortable to make that next adjustment, next step into the NFL.
I always ask whenever I get a chance to talk to a former MSU receiver or quarterback, like, are you jealous? And they always say the same thing. Absolutely. 100%. So they wish they were out there for 60, 70 pass attempts, like you're saying. So Aaron Murray, great to join, to have you here on the podcast today. Really appreciate your time. Great insight too, as always, man. Hopefully we can hook up again.
I appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.